Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris. I think he goes under the knife today.
Yeah.
With that shoulder. Yeah. Mm. Talked to him a little bit yesterday.
He feeling okay?
Yeah. Surgery hadn't happened yet.
Yeah, but he was in pain leading up to it.
Oh, if that's the case, then yeah, you know he's not feeling okay.
No. Oh. Well, what are you gonna do?
You're right about that.
Orioles took 2 out of 3, Ed. Cheer up.
How about that? I told you 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
Now, I thought it would be Friday, lose Saturday, win Sunday, but they got destroyed on Friday. Oh, my God.
I'm still trying to figure out what happened.
I don't know either.
And then on Saturday, like I was telling somebody else, you know, I try to watch everything, and you're going to miss stuff, but when you get a chance and it feels like a blowout in a game, it gives you another opportunity to watch another game. But what that also does is takes you away from, you know, a great comeback.
Right.
So that's what happened to me Saturday when the Orioles jumped all over him. I'm like, man, I'm watching NBA playoffs. And then I went, what the hell? He yeeted that thing?
Yeah.
You know, like it was.
Raggins was like, he's a good pitcher.
Yeah.
He gave up 7 runs in the second inning.
Every once in a while. If you watch though too, he did get, like, you watch the first pitch of the game, you're going, how was that not a strike? Where did that miss
the box?
And it's for both teams, so it's not like I'm going, wow. You know, you're watching a game and you're going, this is just unbelievable how bad it is.
And we'll talk more Orioles baseball, of course, at 6:15. But, Jeremy, I saw this. I texted to you immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You and I, big music guys.
Mm-hmm.
I spent some time in Nashville this weekend. We'll talk about that.
Is that why you're wearing those cowboy boots? Man, they look good on you.
They do?
Yeah.
What about the shorts with it?
I like it because it accents your calves.
It does?
Yeah.
You like that, huh?
Yeah, it looks
good. What
about
the hat? The hat looks good, too?
I mean, I'm surprised you found one that fit, but okay.
Are the tassels hanging off my shirt too much?
No, man, you look good.
Thank you.
Like, stylish.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nashville, good town, good city. Glad I checked it off my list, but I probably wouldn't go back.
Hey, explain why it's not for you.
Well, two things I'm not big on, and
okay.
I know the first thing is not going to be very popular amongst people that I know. I'm not a big cover band guy.
And that's okay.
I'm not. There's nothing against them. Some of them are very talented. I told you, I love Kanye Twitty.
You'd rather have a DJ playing music than cover bands.
Or somebody singing original music.
I should have told you there is a place in Nashville that you can go to.
A DJ?
Yeah, it's like a college bar, but it's kind of like.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't want to be everybody's father.
You got to walk downstairs and everybody. Meow,
nah. Meow. Hey. The swan flies low. No.
That was yesterday's password.
I don't want that. That's number one. And country music. I don't know. Just off the top of my dome.
Tropical.
And country music. Those two things, neither one of my things. So why'd you go, Rob? Because it's one of them cities I just had to go to.
Like walking up and down Broadway there is something different. And I'm more of a, now that I've been there a few times, I'm a more off-Broadway. But I still, every time I go, we go back and we go bar hopping.
Right.
And if we find a place we like, then we rest and have a little day drinking.
I think Saturday I may have gone to 10 different ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 different ones now. Now that part was fun. It was like, drink here, roll out. Get something to eat here, roll out. It was fun. Just the The act of going up and down Broadway
and
was
you had
amazing.
A lot of cool things going on with baseball, basketball, like yep. There was stuff to watch, fights, you know.
Yeah, Tank, man. Oof. That seventh round. What that dude say to him?
I don't know.
He hit him in the ribs. Look. One rib.
But you
he hit him in that right rib, and the dude said, wait a minute, let me take a knee.
Let me think about this for a minute.
Take a knee. he wasn't protesting either. He just took a knee.
It's unbelievable. And then you had a lot this weekend, but you were talking music, man.
I'm sorry. Squirrel. All right, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2024 class. Mary J. Blige, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Well, can I say something real quick about people get this confused and get upset at the word rock and roll being it's a music hall of fame.
Yeah, it used to be just rock and roll. I think they ought to change the name of it, but they won't. Well,
you know how I feel though. I mean, it's always a thumbs up with her. I think she's so talented, but I think you got to pick what, six?
I think Mary J. Blige created her own genre that people follow. She made R&B hip hop.
Yeah.
She made it cool for rappers to do hooks mm-hmm. with R&B singers.
I just watched the thing on Busta Rhymes and how when he first started out, he was doing all these like features on all this, so many different things. And it pissed off the other leaders of the new school.
Right. He was, Mary J. Blige, the man, it was awesome. Cher.
She's got to be up there.
I don't know why she wasn't already there.
Yeah. And there's some things on here like Ozzy Osbourne's on there, but he's already in with Black Sabbath. So now they're talking about putting him in as a solo artist.
Okay.
Does that make you go, well, he doesn't have to get in this time or, you know, but Cher,
What about Dave Matthews Band?
Yeah. I mean, if it's not this year, it's next year. He has to get in because, I mean, look at the cult following. When I was in high school, that was it. That was the guy you wanted to go see and huge cult following.
Peter Frampton.
I think Frampton should have been in a long time ago.
Foreigner.
They're going to get in at some point, but...
But these are the inductees.
These are the inductees?
Yeah, this says Hall of Fame
inductees. Oh, I thought
inductees.
These were who were up.
No, then these are inductees, right, Joe?
Yeah, this is the inductees.
Yeah, these are the ones going in.
Dave Matthews got in from fan vote also. That's 600,000 votes.
You okay, Sunshine?
I'm tired, man.
Yeah, I can see it.
Doom scrolling last night. Next thing I looked up, I was like, oh, it's 10:45.
You want a hug?
No.
All right.
It's not like it's called doom scrolling. I was literally just watching cooking videos for like 2 hours.
Don't you hate when you get in one of those modes? Mine's usually animal attacks or guys farting in public.
Anyway. Cool in the game.
Sure.
Sure. Not really.
Well, look, you have certain genres that are like, I like cool in the game.
I don't know if cool in the game is, okay, ladies night. I spot you that one. Give me the rest. Give me the ones that just... I could name you other Cool in the Gang songs naturally because I grew up R&B. But when you talk about, Mary J., these are artists, in my opinion, that transcend, that are pop culture.
See, and I think.
I don't know if Cool in the Gang ever was pop culture.
I would want to see.
Other than Ladies Night.
The full list of it because then, you know, like I said, Ozzy Osbourne's on the list and you're going to get to him next, but he's already in with Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
So now he's going in as a solo artist, which I'm fine with.
This one, I didn't see coming. But I'm glad because they were pop culture. A Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming, but I'm happy that it happened.
I'd have voted for him, but I'm biased.
Think about it, dude. Tribe Called Quest was played at all colleges.
Yeah. Everywhere.
They were, yeah.
And then, like, you think about some of the other stuff, too, with the crossovers. Like, Q-Tip did a lot of pop music. He was, Groove Is in the Heart? That's him rapping on that.
Right.
And then you start thinking about some of the other stuff. I think the feature artist thing that, I don't know if that was more of an R&B thing, because I don't remember rock, like, hey, we're bringing in so-and-so to sing on this or that. But this feature artist thing where...
And they started later.
Rock
started later. Feature artists, I'm going to tell you, one of the first feature artists out there, the lady, Jody Watley from, what was she from? Shalimar? She had a feature artist on one of her songs back in the 80s. I can't remember who it was. Was it Houdini?
Maybe.
She was one of the first to drop that feature artist. Of course, Blondie.
Yeah.
Rapture.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people...
She didn't have a feature artist, but she rapped.
She rapped on it, and that's where a lot of people think... that was one of the first times hearing something like that on the radio.
Yeah, that's because, but see, then again, that's culturally biased because
100%.
Years before then was Rapper's Delight.
Yeah.
That's just.
But Blondie wrote half of Rapper's Delight. She's the one that had the chicken that tastes like wood. That's what you didn't know.
Because she don't know, but it was wood. 4-10-5. Shovels at 6:30. Oh. But on the other side, Orioles take 2 out of 3 from the Kansas City Royals. We're talking Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
You wanted sports, but you got a whole lot more. The Big, Big Bad Morning Show. 105.7 The Fan.
And then he does that. That sounded loud. That is into the water. Uh-oh. And then, don't you know, that's how the game goes. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, both of these have come with nobody on base.
Real quick before we get into the ball game, Joe texted into the show. He said, not Al Joe, another Joe. He said, Jody Watley and Rakim. In 1988, and Tony in Rosedale, Texas, as well. Joe said he started DJing in 87, and he doesn't remember another R&B song that had rap in it before then. Okay. Not saying it's the first, he just doesn't remember that. And I don't remember one either. That was courtesy of Bally KC as the Orioles took games 2 and 3 of that series to win 2 out of 3 from the Kansas City Royals. Now, they lost in a beatdown on Friday. Looked like it was going to be a beatdown on Saturday, but the Royals came storming back. But they took care of business yesterday, Jeremy, with a shutout, their first shutout of the season. And I want to lead off with this because your boy,
yeah,
Cole Irvin, goes 6 2/3 innings, giving up no runs on 4 hits, 2 strikeouts, 2 walks, 93 pitches, man. How you feel about your son?
I'm loving him, man. Look at this. So you know how I'm a huge Manning fan, right?
Right.
Now I'm a big Irvin fan. Cole Irvin, Kyrie Irvin. I'm big fans of all these guys, the whole family. Yeah, I'm a big Mavs fan.
The Irvin family?
Yeah, yeah. Kyrie Irvin and Cole. Cole was, he was a little dicey in the first, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he escapability. What did I say? Escapability.
I hope you read it when I texted it. Because in the first inning, I said, there's Cole Irvin with a, what was it, non-stressful first inning, yeah. A clean first inning?
Clean first inning.
It's like... But he did. He settled down, and a lot of people want him to stay in the game.
Ground to the shortstop, double to left, ground out the third, walked Perez, then struck out Melendez.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not uneventful.
No, and, you know, like, each game had something that we really could talk about. My favorite being Saturday's game with the baseball and Colton Cowser. If you guys missed it. After he catches the ball, he throws it over his shoulder, and then he realizes that's the ball that tied Billy Wagner.
Yeah.
And he, as he said, it's hysterical reading the play-by-play, but they don't have sound of it, where he said, I yeeted it. And then Jackson Holliday goes, you what? He goes, I yeeted it into the fountain. And they're pretty sure it's the only, that they got the right ball, because there was one other ball there that's totally destroyed.
Right.
So it wasn't going to be that one.
Right.
But he doesn't know if they can get it, authenticated. They've got it in Rice now. It's the whole thing's hysterical. Now Colton Cowser's got to talk about it every time.
Yeah. Did you see what?
That's our Craig. Boy, Craig Kimbrough.
You see what Kimbrough did after the game?
What?
He put a glass of milk in his locker.
Did he?
Yeah, and he put a glass of milk in his locker.
I love that. I love it. Because I don't know. I can't tell if Kimbrough, it's like this.
Listen, folks, before you continue.
Kindergarten cup.
It's hard. It's tough to talk this early in the morning. You try it. You try talking to inform and entertain people this early in the morning. Look, it's not easy. We'll get cranked up about 8 o'clock. Just forgive us for the first 2 hours. Go ahead, Jerry.
Now I'm sitting here talking about Kimbrough and Kimbrough and no, but Kimbrough. Like,
Joe's not awake.
I know.
Man, come on, man.
He's angry. Oh, that's normal. No, but with him, I'm not sure if he's just messing with him and is going to continue to mess. Because he said, I already told him it's not a big deal. And then he just kind of leaves it there. But I think it's the way he's going about it. Because this is something where you could mess with this rookie all year long.
Well, with the personality of that clubhouse, he's messing with him.
Mm-hmm.
But hear me out, folks. It's not hazing.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do. He could have been in the league for 5 years. a Couser, and he'd still mess with him. That's how this.
But that's how
the personality of that clubhouse.
If you have a good locker room, that's how it works.
Yes. Like, it's not. Trust me when I tell you, it's not hazing. Couser at some point. we'll get him back.
We have two totally separate group of friends, right?
Yeah.
And you hang out with the Smoke Hounds. I hang out with hype people. No, we got ourselves a black friend. He's anyway. We got one.
And hey, Jeremy.
What?
Listen, stop for a second. This is a conversation between you and I.
Nobody's listening?
Nobody's listening. You never say, I got a black friend.
Why?
Yeah, it doesn't sound good. So,
we got one.
We got two, actually. Let it go.
Oh, okay.
Let it go.
My bad. Right,
go ahead. Now, back to the radio.
The point is, when you get out with your friends and you're hanging out, you guys bust each other's chops left and right, right?
It's brutal.
Yeah.
Other people, outsiders would fight. They would. It's brutal.
I'm surprised my friends haven't, teamed up and came after me yet. Because, especially when we're drinking, I can be an absolute savage. Sometimes they have to tell me to stop. Hey, man, don't you think they're throwing the towel in and rocking? Come on, man. Let the poor guy go.
When I'm with my high school buddies, Zach and Penson and Dutton and all those guys and Reed, you know how in high school or on any team, the quarterback is treated a little different?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in high school, I was the quarterback. So they constantly remind, man, nobody even like you. Man, you always got preferential treatment. It's always them ganging up on me.
Yeah.
To remind. It's like they're taking those, three years back out on me now. It's kind of funny.
I love that Zach takes shots at you on social media all the time.
All the time. So, we've posted things about one another that Facebook stopped, so you couldn't do that. It was threatening and harassing.
I posted something on one of your things. It said, I hope you get your ass beat. And then they took it off. And it's like, you can't say that. I said, but it's Rob Long. Everybody wants him to get his ass beat. What are you talking about?
Why is that true? I feel like everybody hates Chris. Everybody hates Rob. Why is that so true? What did I do to people? I just want to know that, man. I'm just living my life.
I want you to get your ass beat. Facebook's like, you're bullying.
You know, with the hounds. I go around the hounds, man. Everybody.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
They want a piece of you. That's what it is.
Come on. Come on.
Come
on. Colt Gauzer, man. He getting it done yesterday. His fifth home run of the year. This guy. Mm. I mean, you're watching. Listen, Austin Hayes, I love you, man. I do. I really love Austin Hayes. I love this guy. But he's getting buried right now.
You know he still has an option?
As my coach would say, he's getting buried in Pine Forest. Austin Hayes has an option?
Yep.
Don't do it to him. Don't do it. 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 Would you do it?
No.
Don't do it to him.
Let me ask you this,
can't
though.
Can't do that to him.
Because, and I understand the attention that Couser's getting. Have you looked at Jordan Westberg's numbers? And I know you're the president of the Jordan Westberg
fan club.
That's right.
Remember that. .333, my friend, with a .639 slugging.
Look at those ribbies and,
oh my gosh,
home runs.
I'm looking at him. He's got 5 home runs on the year. An 18 RBI, OPS of 1.031. I told you.
Folks.
I told you.
That's your 6-7 hitter on most days.
I told you. That dude was going to put up numbers this year. Jeremy Kahn, he is going to be a perennial 25-30 home run guy, 75-80 RBI. And the reason why he won't have more RBI is because where he's batting in the order.
Yeah.
Bases might get cleaned up before he comes up. I told you that dude was that dude before the season started.
Yeah.
And that dude is that dude, man.
I love it. I love seeing it, too, because nobody's talking about him.
No one.
He's just killing it.
No one. Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Are you back home yet?
Hey, man. No, I'm on my way back.
He's just in Kansas City.
That was a big win, man. Real big win, man.
Yeah.
I called in the, who was that? Reed and them was on yesterday. I was like, man, we can get 6 solid innings by Irvin, man, and, you know, get some run support. He'd be all right, man. But he pitched good. And let me get your opinion about this. I thought he should have left him in, man, to finish out that.
Nah, 93 pitches.
One more out to get.
93 pitches, man. I'm leaving them out. Like, I mean, I'm taking them out right there.
My whole thing is a lot of times if you get third time through the lineup,
yeah.
Especially with back end of the rotation guys, I don't have a problem with you taking them out with what some people deem to be a little bit early. But like I'm listening to you, it's a long season though.
It is very long season. Let him go while he's successful. Don't let him get hit around. NBA playoff recap at 6:45, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, you got a shovel to give?
Yeah, my shovel's going to Facebook, Meta, whatever. It actually led me down kind of a cool little surprise, but the fact that I missed so much, that's why they're getting the shovel.
Not only do we have shovels, but we also have a movie recap from one of Baltimore City's finest. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The biggest idiots deserve the big, bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
105.7 The Fan.
We have to do an audible. Baltimore City Finest cannot come on today because he duty called. But he said he will be in on Friday now with some food.
Oh.
So you know what that means. We win. That shovel's right now, 410-583-1057, Jeremy Kahn.
My shovel, my shovel's going to Facebook, Meta, whatever the hell you want to call it. So you can understand, let me just go to it. You can understand why a lot of people have things that get sent to spam folders, right? Like, if you go to your messages, you've probably been invited by, let me do it on my phone, probably been invited by so many different porn sites and OnlyFans thing. Come join here. We have this here. But if you're on your phone and you go to your spam folder and message request, I had so many messages from people after Mo died, after when I did Mo's radio show, and I just started responding to everyone. Like, on Saturday, Rob, I was just rolling through messages, reading all these sweet... So, I was sitting there crying and laughing at some of the stuff that was going on. It was sent back and forth, and I said, I hope you don't think this is creepy and weird. I just wanted to respond to everybody, because... At that point in time, it meant a lot to me that people were reaching out, and I try to respond to as much as I can. You're never going to get to everything, but it just kind of sucks that regular messages got sent to spam. Like, I don't have anything blocking everything. My DMs are open. Everything's open, you know, like, so if someone wanted to send me a message saying, hey, man, really loved the show last night. Sorry for, you know, whatever.
Right.
Why would that go to spam and not go to the regular message box? Like, I understand, like, spam, when
I need to check spam.
And then start deleting all the sex bot stuff that's in there, because you get invited to a million of them, and Facebook does a good job of sending that to spam. But they also sent a ton of other messages. And I got to admit, like, it was kind of a nice thing on Saturday to read all these messages.
I thought they sent it if the person's not a Facebook friend of yours.
And that's possible, but I have people that aren't Facebook friends that send me messages all the time.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I told you I was in Nashville over the weekend. My shovel goes to some of the bars. Joe, I think you're going to agree with me on this one. So this was at night. This wasn't in the daytime. And one place in particular, let me explain something to you. If you go someplace here in Baltimore and you can do something other than drink, it's not a bar. It's a restaurant with a bar. You know what I mean? You go to Missoni's, it's a restaurant that has a bar. You go to Pappas, it's a restaurant that has a bar. Now, if they stay open after the kitchen closes, then that's a bar. But if you can go there for something other than drinking, it's a restaurant with a bar. Mm-hmm. Well, there were several of them that did this, but let me focus on one place in particular. Remember when we used to go to Harvey's and the kitchen closed down and we could get the pizza? And the, that's all they had. All the time. They didn't have a kitchen. The only thing you could get is this pizza, okay? So they caught it coming in. They caught it everyone. They caught it my old ass. They caught everyone. I saw a couple of people before us get turned away. I don't know whether they didn't have a card or ID or they were too young. They got turned away. But behind me were people with kids. Those people got let in, Joe, with kids. So you turn away adults. There was a band there. What are these college students, 19, 20 years old, wanted to come and see the band? You don't let them in the bar, but you let a 7 and 8 year old in the bar? If you're going to do that, why not just card at the bar? Why are you carding at the door when you're letting damn near toddlers in?
Yeah, the only thing I could think about with that is the night scene can get ridiculous and you don't want the bartenders carding. Like, you just want them, and that's why you have the doorman. But, you know, I told you the other part of that. Like, the thing I noticed in Nashville was I was getting, especially being an out-of-towner, getting receipts that didn't have anything on it. It just said what the price was. Yeah. So, and you start to notice it more and more when you go to bars. Like, am I being taken advantage of at this point? Especially when you're either in another country or, as I said, another city.
I just can't understand that the whole concept of carding me, not letting adults walk in who might be under 21, but I got elementary school kids that you let in, and it's a bar. It's not a rest. They're not coming in to eat chicken nuggets. They don't have them.
Kids drink free in Nashville.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But going back to your point, though, I swear to you, Jeremy. So the bartender ripped the two receipts out, you know, one for you, one for him. And the receipt that comes to me fell. And the whole way he did it was the old slipperoo. So I'm waiting to see if he's going to bend over and pick that receipt up. So he gave me the thing with the receipt on it. I said, that's good. Can I get my copy? And I'm signing it. He's looking around. I said, right there. You dropped it right there on the floor. It's right by your left foot. Oh. They gave it to me. And you're talking about the itemizing. Another thing that's done often when you're out of towner is they can take that receipt that's the customer's copy.
And change it.
And change it. Yeah. Because there's been many a times that I signed the wrong receipt, customer's copy, and gave it to them. It doesn't matter. And whether it's customer copy, they got, it doesn't matter. As long as that thing is signed with an amount on it, it's going to go through. And that happened to me twice while I was down there. I'm like, nah, let me see. Let me get the other copy. Let me get it. Yeah, I'm not letting you keep that. 410-583-1057 is the number. Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Good. Awesome after yesterday's display. Back-to-back jacks.
By the bottom of the order.
Yep. Two youngins standing up tall. I was wondering, Rob, let me get you guys your two guys' opinion on this. Who's going to step up and be the official water sponsor of the Orioles? All the watering that's going on after jacks like that.
That's interesting. Get a water
sponsor
to go along with the Homer hose and everything else.
I don't know.
Get a milk sponsor. And you can, I mean, there's so many different things you can do with this team. You can sponsor everything. I was watching the NBA playoffs, and I'll be damned if they didn't have Despicable Me or whatever the hell that is painted right on the floor. The logos, maybe they're doing it electronically. I don't know, but what the hell? We sponsor everything now. Everything. Whew, man.
So real quick, Joe, can I talk to you? Just you and I? We eliminate Jeremy for a second. So I put on Twitter about these lights. You know how I get in here early Monday morning, how bright the lights are? So on Twitter, I put that it has to be Glenn Clark and Syreeta Hubbard. And Jeremy responded, how do you know I didn't get in early and turn everything on? Jeremy getting in here early, Joe. Jeremy, that might be his best dad joke. That might be his best dad joke ever.
What are you talking about?
Jeremy getting here early. Jeremy, early for you is if you get in here at 5:50. That's early.
Okay.
Yeah. On time, somewhere between 5:55, 5:57. That's on time for you.
But I'm ready.
5:50, you got in here early.
It's like, you ever hear the stories about George Carlin? So George Carlin would always dress in all black. He'd literally pull up when he's going to do a comedy show. He walks right in when he's supposed to go on stage, basically. Comes right in, does the show, and then gets the hell out of there. That's what I try to do here every single day. Doesn't work out that way sometimes because you got a meeting with this guy or somebody from sales is like, hey, I need you to record this.
What did you say first? You got a what?
A meeting with this guy.
Stop. No. That's what you have. Nothing else happened.
No, you know what else happens. You don't want to, that when you get the late commercial, you know, when you're going on vacation or something, so you got to record this. Where was this yesterday? It's been a great time to give it to me. Yesterday.
Deion Sanders says teams control draft narratives by leaking negative stories about prospects. You believe that? We'll talk about that at 7:15, but on the other side, NBA playoff recap. Some familiar names in different places, still heroic in the postseason. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Pacers 0-9 from three. That's been a big storyline. Bucks have a chance for the final shot. 5 seconds to go. Lillard, top of the arc. He's defended by McConnell. Steps back. Fires up a long bomb. And he splashes it through.
That's Pacers Radio Network as Damian Lillard goes off with 35 points. Now, 35 all scored in the first half. All in the first half. I mean, I guess they were up. But what was it, 69-42?
Yeah.
Did he just pump his brakes in the second half?
Just said, I showed you guys everything. I'm saving some extra, hoping that Giannis will be back for the next one, even though it sounds like he might miss a couple of games. But the Pacers had their number all year long. We had the weird one, too, with the Clippers beating the Mavs with no Kawhi.
Yeah. Why?
Why? Well, they scored 8 points in the second
quarter. Because of the beard.
Yeah, well.
But my point is, old faces, new places.
Yeah.
Playoffs, they still get it done. I love what Damian Lillard said. That's why y'all brought me here. You know, he said to the crowd after he knocked down the three, looked over the crowd, that's why y'all brought me here.
How do you feel? Do you like Dame?
I like him.
I like him a lot. And I don't know if it's something where people have been saying he's unhappy in Milwaukee. He's going through a divorce. I don't know what happened in his personal life. It's not for me. That's for whatever. It's for him. And he and his wife are having a really ugly divorce right now.
Right.
But he just said, I'm not unhappy in Milwaukee. I'm unhappy with what's going on in my life. He said, if I were in Malibu right now, I'd still feel the same way. There's a lot of life stuff. People don't realize that, you know, we're going through things too. As we're
dance clown.
Yeah,
that's what that is.
Yeah,
dance clown. We don't care that you have a personal life. Dance clown. That's just how people are. They love you, but they don't really love you. That's why I always say, don't tell me you love me. Tell me you respect me. Because if you respect me, you know that what goes on personally affects me on the floor. You only love me for what I do on the court or whatever it is you do to entertain people.
I love you, Rob.
No, you don't. But the guy can steal ball.
Yeah.
He can steal ball, man. And I think knowing that Giannis is out makes him step up even more to get things done.
Yeah, and I wouldn't disagree with, you know, like once he knows, hey, it's Dame time and mm-hmm. it's all about him. You know, getting the others involved is obviously going to help, you know, but like Milwaukee's still a good team. They had the best record in the league and then they switched coaches and the opposite happened. But, what to tell you about that. But I do think these series are going to get interesting. We saw that Luka loves playing against the Clippers. We saw the Thunder kind of have like a little hiccup, but get it done mm-hmm. last night. And everybody's like, oh, you want to face the number one seed? We saw how good Jokic can be. Did you see him and LeBron mm-hmm. at midcourt? And he nudged him and it just took off and got a dunk. And it's like, people don't realize either, like at LeBron's age and the numbers he's putting up, the numbers LeBron put up this year are almost identical to the numbers Derrick Rose put up in his MVP season. And nobody's even going to talk about, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's just, it's kind of, and the game's changed.
Right.
A little bit more wide open, but damn, man. That's crazy yeah. when you think about the numbers he's put up for this long.
410-583-1057. That's the number. We'll talk a little bit about the Timberwolves in, in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about that in the 8 o'clock hour.
Because I got a whole segment for it.
I want to talk because I want to talk about that dude.
Yeah.
That dude.
That was
who
fun.
I'm talking about. Anthony Edwards out-duranted Kevin Durant.
He came
That's
up,
my new word. Out-duranted.
How'd he do that? He got 5 new burner accounts?
Yeah, he did. That dude is special, man.
He talked. He was
special.
Talking right to him.
He narrated the whole game.
I told you he's different.
He got in his face the whole game to the point where all Kevin Durant could do was just smile. And the thing I love about it, he said after the game, man, y'all know that's my favorite player in the whole world. That's been always said my favorite player of all time. Talking about Durant.
Yeah.
So what he did was he wanted to outshine the guy that he looked up to the most. I love it.
For some reason, I think he felt that way about Paul George, too. He likes KD. I think it was him. But it's just funny, too, to watch these guys like when Paul they battle. George. Well, whatever. I mean, Paul George is a really good player. Had some tough injuries. Playoff P.
Yeah. Remember that great playoff series he had?
Man.
You remember?
No.
Me either. How you call yourself Playoff P when you don't? That's what you do in the playoffs.
You just playoff peed your pants.
That's exactly. That's what he does in the playoffs. Playoff P. Well, why are you doing that? Because the playoffs started. I'm done. Knicks winning over the Sixers. Are you concerned with Joel Embiid's knee?
Yeah. I mean, look, he's banged up. He's even if he hadn't had the last injury towards the end of the season, it was the last game of the year. He got banged up again. Even if he hadn't had that, I still had concerns about him kind of getting back into it. That's a team that's built that can make a run. I just don't know if they've had enough time to gel here when the playoffs start because, again, things are a little bit different in the postseason. Your stars play more minutes.
And I know I'm jumping day to day, but were you a little bit disappointed, even though they won with the showing of the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Well, this is their – all right, so they're the one seed, very young team. Again, I don't think this is their year. I think they ended up getting busted in the next round. The Pelicans could beat them. Don't get me wrong. But I think this is kind of, you get the wake up call in the first game and you get those jitters out. They move on to the next round, but I think they get upset at some point.
Let me break down the scoring for you. Both teams scored 17 apiece in the first quarter. They scored 26 apiece in the second quarter. They outscored the Pelicans by 6 in the third quarter, and the Pelicans outscored them by 4 in the fourth quarter. They outscored them one quarter, and that quarter won the game because of one bucket.
Yeah,
I mean, it was. I don't know if that's the showing that you want at home for the number one seed versus the number eight seed.
I know, but you got your wake up call in game one, and you won.
We'll see.
So it's a little easier to get out of that. Yeah,
we'll see. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Barbershop topic of the day involves something that Colton Cowser did. We'll tell you all about it. We'll do that at 7:30. But on the other side, the Dynasty Doc. Have you seen this yet, Jeremy?
Mm-mm. I won't watch it.
Why not?
It brings up too many bad memories.
It's very interesting.
I shouldn't say I won't watch it.
I'm going to give you and others a reason to watch it up next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.